Ding, 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 ding. Who's the real winner in this round? Goldman Sachs versus a Senate that was filled with some long faces, the subcommittee. Let's just say the S-bomb went off 11 times by my count. We're going to let you hear Senator Carl Levin coming up in our next segment. It's probably the best thing you have ever seen in your life coming live from the Capitol. Just because, I'm sorry, just how he just cannot contain himself. He was like a rapper where they had to say, listen, dude, this isn't cable. Boom, boom, boom. Keep hitting the button. And a couple times they actually missed it. So we'll dive into that. But right at the top, it still continues to be illegal immigration. Arizona is pushing Congress, squealing and screaming back into the light. You have to deal with this political minefield. You have no choice whether you're running for re-election or not. In Iowa, the president, because everybody keeps asking him about it, so this is like day three for him, the president is pleading for immigration reform. It's perfect for him because, hey, he's the president, and he can look out over to the Capitol and say, hey, the ball's in your court. Come on now. It's on the shelf. Go for it. It's not going to hurt the White House. Will it hurt the Democrats? Will it hurt the Republicans? More than the way things stand now with what's been discussed, it would hurt the Republicans probably more. But it depends on who they represent. Also, the chatter of boycotts and marches has risen to an extreme level. I think in Arizona they knew this was going to happen. There's no shock and awe over this. What? I can't believe it. I don't think so. I think the governor knew darn well when she signed this that there was going to be lawsuits, there were going to be people that protested, there were going to be people that said bravo, thank goodness. But this is a massive cry for help because the state is in serious trouble. I mean, 500,000 illegal immigrants, and we're talking about gangs and drugs and massive problems, depending on what city you're talking about, too, in Arizona. The closer border towns, you just had the rancher that was gunned down. That's partially what opened up this Pandora's box, but it's about time. You just cannot put this on a back burner any longer. 4 years ago, people were marching in the streets in all our major cities. Either do something about illegal immigration or do something to help us get a path to citizenship. Whatever side, whatever thought, doesn't matter. There were opinions flying all over the place. That's 4 years ago. In 4 years, this problem has not been tackled again. That's ridiculous. I mean, it is. It's ridiculous. So I think that's what's happening here. Like I said, everybody has an opinion. And if you were in the position where you were the homeland security secretary, if you were Janet Napolitano, you are deep in the middle of this. You are, absolutely. So she talked about being concerned about the Arizona law and actually looked at it from the perspective of enforcement and from her own guys and what the ICE people would have to do from their point of view.
From a ICE standpoint and from a DHS standpoint, We have some deep concerns with the law from a law enforcement perspective because we believe it will detract from and siphon resources that we need to focus on those in the country illegally who are those who are committing the most serious crimes in addition to violating our nation's immigration laws. We have focused on felonies, on felons, on felony fugitives, on gang members. That's where we have focused, for example, our 287G task forces and the like. So we have concerns that at some point we'll be responsible to enforce or use our immigration resources against anyone that would get picked up in Arizona.
Okay, so you heard that perspective. Somebody getting picked up in Arizona, what would they do from that point of view from the Department of Homeland Security? But then ultimately, hey, she's in charge here, so what does she think should happen?
In my judgment, we need to continue to put strong resources at the border and sustain them at the border. They need to be done in a strategic way, and it is a combination of infrastructure, technology, and boots on the ground. But the plain fact of the matter is, from a numbers perspective, the numbers at the border have never been better. There have been some outrageous crimes, the Krentz murder, for example, but the overall numbers border-wide have never been better. We need to keep working those efforts, sustaining those efforts, but at the same time, comprehensive immigration reform should be in our sights.
Of course it should be in our sights. I have two words for you. Blame Washington. That's the reason. 4 years and counting, and then you could wind the clock back before that. If everybody was upset and you had a split down the center of this country, those who say get them out and those who say let's get a pathway to citizenship, do something here, there's been an outcry on all sides of this, let's face it. And 4 years and marches in the cities, it's just too long to just let this brew and not do anything. So a handful of days after the governor signs this bill, it is like scorched earth around that Capitol in Arizona. No kidding. I mean, it's been a political staging ground for all sides of this issue. You have a guy carrying a sign, you're an illegal immigrant in my country. You've got cars that say, pull me over, I'm a Mexican. You have people wearing and selling shirts that say, legalize Arizona. And just to reiterate this, the law is not into effect, has not kicked into effect yet. It happens 90 days after the legislature stops when they're done. So the law means that the police will be able to stop and request documents from anyone they reasonably suspect is an illegal immigrant. It certainly calls for a very aggressive prosecution of illegals, and officers can be sued if they don't enforce the law. So they're going to have to enforce the law. They can't ignore it, but there is a real gray area here. And that's why they're talking about more training, and the 30,000 police officers are going to have to be really clear on what's happening here. You know, lots of opponents are saying there's going to be federal lawsuits, and they're already being filed, including from the Phoenix mayor, Phil Gordon, who says, this is a lightning rod. It's dividing our city and our state. It's tearing us apart. It's tearing us apart. And, you know, in the meantime, you have others who say it's about time. I've said this. I truly believe two things. Blame Washington. It's a cry for help. When you have that many illegal immigrants, 500,000 in the country, when you have dead people in the desert, when you have no place to put them, when you have rape trees right over the border for women that are attacked, that pay to come into the country by the scumbags that are supposedly currying them across, there's big problems here. And we know it. All of us know it. Ultimately, what is the outcome? Do you think the boycott is going to really amount to anything? Is there going to be serious economic repercussions for Arizona? 800-259-5791. See you in a few.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Good day, Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is April 27th, 2010. Gold opened at 1149.30 this morning. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1180.60, 590.30 for a half ounce, and 295.15 for a quarter ounce. 1180.60, 590.30, and 295.15.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Well, it wasn't politics as usual. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. All the nooks and crannies, I hope you're alive and well. And if you feel like it, let your fingers do the walking and pound these numbers, 800-259-5791, and throw in your 2 cents. I don't care what point of view you have, but I guarantee you have some point of view either on this Arizona immigration deal with the illegal state that has almost 500,000 and they've had massive problems there. And like I said, it's like scorched earth around the Capitol. Or how about this one? It wasn't politics as usual on the Hill because it got really juicy. And it got juicy because you had the Goldman Sachs guys who were all pressed and starched in their $2,000 suits. And then you had the Senate subcommittee with Senator Carl Levin, who was leading the charge. And I counted it. He dropped the S-bomb 11 times, by my count, 11 times. They even actually missed it a few times. He was ready to chew some, you know what. But they weren't playing. I mean, these Goldman guys are slick. Look, they're brokers. They know what they're doing. There was no way to trip them up. They were on their game. No, I'm sorry. No contrite looks on their faces. None of that. And even, in fact, challenging some of the questions. Here is a good chunk of Levin and some of his questioning. Check it out.
June 22 is the date of this email. Boy, that Timberwolf was one deal. How much of that deal did you sell to your clients after June 22, 2007?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know the answer to that, but the price would have reflected levels that they wanted to invest in.
Oh, of course. But they don't know what it says. You didn't tell them you thought it was a deal.
Well, I didn't say that.
No. Who did? Your people, internally. You knew it was a deal, and that's what your email showed.
I think the context, the message that I took from the email from Mr. Montag was that my performance on that deal wasn't good. And I think the fact that we had lost money related to that wasn't good.
How about the fact that you sold hundreds of millions of that deal after your people knew it was a deal? Does that bother you at all? You sold a customer something?
I don't recall selling hundreds of millions of that deal after that.
All right. Let's take a look. Exhibit 166, series of emails. First is June 26, 07. That's after June 22. July 1, 2007, tells the sales force the top priority is Timberwolf. Your top priority to sell is that deal.
Mr. Got it? My comment was I didn't recall the sales.
You got it?
That we were trying to sell.
Okay, you're trying to sell a deal, and it's your top priority. Come on, Mr. Sparks.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Should Goldman Sachs be trying to sell, and by the way, it sold it, a lot of it, after that date. Should Goldman Sachs be trying to sell a deal?
Well,
can you answer
again,
that one? Can you answer that one, yes or no?
There are prices in the market that people want to invest in things. I didn't use that term with respect to this deal.
All right. Like I said, you got to love it. Keep a scorecard. I think I was right 11 times in all. The bottom line is, what's going to happen here with Goldman Sachs? That's what my brother calls them, Goldman Sachs. So are they going to be criminally prosecuted? Well, the answer to that is no, that's not going to happen. In a civil court, will they settle or go to court? And ultimately, who wins in that battle? You got to ask yourself that probably. So settle or lose in court. Or maybe win in court, but I don't think they win in court, even though there's loopholes and whatever. They're lawyered up. There's no question. They have great lawyers for that firm. But it's business. It was business as usual. That was the deal with Goldman's. All right, let's take one. Let's go to Al across the border in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, the governor of Arizona should tell Janet, not up to speed, oh, Janet Napolitano, to remember Stephen Austin, the great Stephen Austin, your capital city is named after him, and Davy Crockett, because what we have here is a peaceful war. It's a war without bullets, hopefully. I hope nobody gets killed, but, you know, if 95% of the illegal aliens, illegal immigrants in Arizona were blue-eyed, blonde-haired people who spoke with Swedish accents, nobody would be complaining if they were stopping blonde-haired, blue-eyed people speaking with Swedish accents, and I'd be in favor of it, even though my ancestors came to Minnesota from Sweden. What is so wrong with racial profiling? If 95% of your illegal immigrants are Mexicans, what's wrong with stopping Mexicans?
Well, because you just said it, because we don't do that. That's not politically correct, Al.
Well, yeah, but it justifies the means.
I agree. What you just said right there. Why do we always say in Israel, L-Al, they're so safe, you could fly them, it doesn't matter, because everybody is profiled. But that's a dirty word in America. You can't even suggest that word. I mean, just can't.
Necessary. You know, and also, can I make a comment about the dust-up in D.C.? I'm talking about, there's two dust-ups in D.C., Washington Capitals against the Montreal Canadiens. Kate, did you see the other night when those crazy French Canadians booed the Star-Spangled Banner?
I saw the replay. I didn't see it live, but I saw a clip of it on, like, ESPN.
You know, that is so low class. I mean, that is so completely crude, and it's completely tasteless. I'm not sure, but I don't think the fans in Washington, in D.C., ever booed the Canadian National Anthem, did they, when Montreal was in D.C.?
Not that I know of. They would
I hope. The only team left will be the Vancouver Knuckleheads, because I hope Washington kills Montreal tomorrow night. And, you know, also, since when everybody's blaming the Republicans for this Goldman Sachs deal. You know, George Bush Jr. is responsible for Goldman Sachs, right? That's what the Democrats are going to say, right?
Well, they're saying the Republicans are complicit.
Yeah, the Republicans are responsible. Since when is fraud and breach of trust and theft? Have you ever heard a Republican say that lying to customers is all right? I've never heard a Republican say that. Have you?
Not on the record, no.
the Democrats are just as much to blame for it.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, and Al, this is what you have to think of. All of them, Democrats, including the president, took almost $1 million from Wall Street financiers. They all took money from them in their campaign. So you're right. And everybody knew this was going on or knew things were going on. Maybe they didn't realize how bad it was. They turned a blind eye. They were paying attention to lobbyists or whatever. But you're right. Both sides. Absolutely. I agree. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Bad karma on the booing, too. The national anthem, that was You don't want to do that. I believe in that. And then that's going to come back and bite them. Stu in Kentucky, you have the floor. Hey, Stu.
Well, first of all, I don't have time to waste on anybody that moves the national anthem that can all kiss my white ass. But anyway, listen, my biggest thing is this. I'm beep deal. Why don't we start putting some of these damn congressmen, senators on trial or on hearings and find out where they squander our billions and billions and trillions of dollars they've taken our tax money and put in earmarks. Let's read some of their emails about this crap deal about checking out hogs, getting it on to see how they do it. Or let's do this one to see how bad odor is, research odor for hog crap.
Right.
They want to invent, they want to go into everybody else's crap, but when it comes in their backyard, they want no part of it. They have squandered more money, not just Democrats, but Republicans too. I'm a bipartisan on screwing me out of my money. They have squandered more of our money than Goldman Sachs could ever think about taking the American public. The United States government has taken our Senate and our Congress and put an earmarks, build a water park in Miami, Florida, and I live in small Lundy, Kentucky, paying for a water park in Miami, Florida I don't care about. My kids don't go to that park. Hey, my place take care of them kids. Not my tax dollars.
I agree. It's shocking. Every year they do the how much are you paying for the earmarks. You know, they do the, they call it the pig book, and it's ridiculous. You're right.
Cornhusker kickback, the Louisiana person. What about putting them on? Well, let's put Henry Waxman on a damn hearing once in a while and see what he has to say about all the corrupt things he's done along with the rest of them up there. Makes me sick. It kicks me off. You know what? Maybe Goldman Sachs should have, but by God, I didn't hear Barack Obama complaining when they donated money to his campaign. I'm sure he spent every bit of it.
And he's not the only one. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not saying he's the only one, but at the same time, you know, it pisses me off that these people want to do that crap. And like I said, as far as somebody doing national anthem, they can all kiss my ass because we live in the freest country, the best country. We have the best health care as of right now. And I will put it nose to nose with any other country's health care. Hands down.
Absolutely. Amen. You're preaching to the choir, brother. You have a safe one. Hey, you know what? We're talking about the earmarks. He makes a great point. You know, Citizens Against Government Waste, they always release the pig book I was talking about. Remember $900 million in earmarks last year for turtle research in Hawaii? Crazy.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish branded M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks. .com.
This is throw this in the pot, but I'm going to throw this out here. You know, everybody is talking about Social Security, and this year for people on Social Security relying on that have retired, or at least part of it, relying on that check, whatever it is, to help fund their golden years, there is actually a chance of Social Security cuts. I talked to someone in D.C. about it because I had heard the rumor that this was starting to float around. And was this serious? Was this just not stuff that was being thrown out there for conversation? And it is serious. It's because of what's happening about cutting the deficit, and of course we do have to cut the deficit. There's no doubt about that. But Social Security is on the block. There is a possibility. Whew. That is, boy, that's scary to think of that. How many people have relatives that rely on Social Security or at least rely on some portion of the Social Security to help them, you know, compensate along with a pension or whatever else they might have? Those scary times, my friends. Those jars underneath the bed with all those pennies is looking good. Keep throwing those pennies in the jar. 800-259-5791. As always, we're talking about a plethora of things. Of course, Arizona and the immigration deal. And, boy, it's the rallying cry on both sides of this, but particularly on the you're not going to screw us side, meaning, you know, don't think you're going to pull us over, ask us for IDs, forget about it. This is disgusting, and it's racial profiling. It's really, really heavy. there's a lot of hell actually raining down on the governor of Arizona. I mean, she is taking a lot of hits for this, but she knew that that was going to happen. Not so much the legislature, but she is taking it because she signed it into law, and she could have said no. She could have vetoed it and said forget about it, but she didn't do that. And also Goldman Sachs, obviously, we're talking about what happened on the Hill today. Faith is listening to us in the great state of Iowa. Hey, Faith, she's a first-timer. Hello.
How you doing? I'm great.
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. What's in your mind?
I got a few things. First of all, I will not be relying on Social Security. I mean, I'm 22 years old, and I'm not crossing my fingers there.
You know what, Faith? I'm serious. Lucky for you, you have a lot of years in front of you. I wouldn't rely on it because I don't think it's going to be there. It's not going to be there for me either. Anybody that's in their 20s, 30s, or 40s, forget about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's best for me to start now. I know that. But I called today to talk to you about the immigration.
Mm-hmm.
As far as racial profiling goes, mm-hmm. and the Mexicans are in an uproar, mm-hmm. you know, that they don't want to be checked, you can check me. You know, when I get pulled over, ask for my birth certificate, my papers. You know, I will gladly provide them. I think there should be built-in checks somewhere, you know, that they're regularly checking for it. I mean, I think that would be a better idea than singling people out. I mean, I think everyone should go through these checks.
Okay, but you know what? By saying that, here's what happens, Faith. And other people say, Faith, you're 22. What are you saying, girl? Are you kidding me? Do you want us to be a police state? Do you think you want Kate to be checked and Matt to be checked and you're checked and Juan's checked and Mary's checked? And so there'd be an outcry that we would get more of our rights would be taken away. But I understand what you're saying. This is what I say. I've traveled outside of the borders of the United States a ton. I've been pulled aside. I've been asked a million questions. I've been searched, not strip searched, but I've been searched. And that's fine because I'm going into Ecuador. I'm going into Venezuela. I'm going into Spain, wherever. And I'm okay with that because that's the protocol. That's the protocol at the airports. Even when I went to Turks and Caicos, they asked a bunch of questions, and they had British folks there, and they had people from all over the world, and they were asking people questions, and it wasn't a hop, skip, and a jump just to go through the airport. So I'm glad that you have that opinion, because I think a lot of America would disagree with you and they would disagree with me and think that, wow, I cannot believe you're saying that. That's just not right. And what people aren't paying attention to, Faith, is the fact that the police can't just come up to you and I on the street and ask us for IDs. They can't look across and say, oh, look at those two women. I don't think they're just tan. Let me go ask them some. They can't do that anyway. And I think what's happening is they're not paying attention to what the law is going to read anyway. So we'll see.
Yeah, you know, everyone, you know, says, what am I going to have to carry my passport around with me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind doing that. I mean, I'm proud to be an American, and
right.
I would prove it to anyone that asks. I mean, I think everyone is equal, but if you're going to be here, then you should do it the legal way. I mean, what's
yeah,
to lose by doing it the right way?
Right, do it the legal way. Hey, Faith, we're glad you're listening. Keep listening to us and tell your friends, okay?
Oh, I certainly will.
All right, you call us again. How about some applause for Faith? She says, hey, she's willing to carry her passport around. She's proud to be an American. You should do it the legal way. She's 22. She's 22 and saying that. Yeah. I mentioned this before. We're going to have Jaime Behrens coming on in our next show. He's an immigration lawyer, and he'll tell you about how long it takes for the legal process and all the stuff that it entails to go through those hoops. But I know people that have waited for a long time to become an American citizen, and they're proud to be an American citizen, but they went through the legal hoops. And I know people that have done that from Cuba. I know people that have done that from South America. I know people that have done that from Europe, and they value it. They value being an American, and they value the fact that, you know, that it was a hassle. They waited, they got it, they got the dream, this is just the beginning. We haven't heard the end of this. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. You know, Hey, you know what? I agree with Faith in a sense. I wouldn't mind doing it if it guaranteed that we were going to get 11 million illegal aliens out of this country. You know, if there was a purpose for it. You know, that's what they need to do to solve the problem. But, of course, you know that's not going to happen.
No, it's not realistic because there's too many people to do a kind of a check. Forget it. That wouldn't happen. But, yeah.
Well, it's something up. I mean, we're talking when you get pulled over for traffic infraction or something. They're not. People get the idea that they're just going to be walking down the street, look at somebody and go, hey, show me your papers. No, this is, you know, and that's what's so funny. This is the stupidest, this law down in Arizona. This thing already exists. I mean, any cop pulls you over because you get a ticket, you know, if he's suspicious of something, he can look in your car. He can have you get out of the car. If he thinks you're drunk, he can make you to take a test, you know. You know, and the same thing. If he thinks you're, you know, if he thinks you're illegal, he could easily call him, you know, take you in and have INS pick you up. You know, they didn't need to put a law into, to say that. Oh, this is what they're going to do because they can already do that as a police officer. I mean, you know, these people. Hey, Kate, I got to go back step here because this is something that really blew my mind today. Okay. All right, let's go back about a month and a half ago. Obama passes his health care bill that, you know, 70% of America didn't want. And we hear how the Republicans are going to crucify the Democrats come November, right? And I was just laughing my head off when I heard that, Kate, because I said, you know what? 8 months away in politics is an eternity because things are going to happen. So you know what's happening right now, Kate? The average Republican, if you even whisper the word that you're against illegal immigration, you're automatically a racist. You are a racial profiler, and you don't like Latinos or Mexican people or whatever because you don't believe in it because you think it's wrong for them to come up here illegally. That's what's going on right now, Pete. You know, that's what this is about. This is about a group of people who, you remember last night I asked you if these people know if they're illegal or not coming across the border?
Yeah.
Well, I talked to a friend of mine. She's a she works at the office there in Rock Springs, and she's been married for 13 years now to a guy who's not here legally in the United States. He came over from Mexico, and they have three children. And I asked her that question. I said, do they know when they come across the border that it's illegal? She says, everyone knows it's illegal. I says, oh, but they do it anyways. And then, of course, her excuse was, well, people come here from visas in Europe, and they don't go home. You know, and they violate their visa, you know, and there's all different ways or types of illegal immigration in the United States besides just coming over the border in Mexico, you know. And I was just like, oh, well, what are you trying to say that it doesn't solve the issue that it's illegal. Now the question is, are they criminals for doing it? I mean, are we treating them like criminals if we're not, you know, pursuing, I mean, that's the job of the police is to serve and protect from criminals.
Right, and that's the idea of this law is that they would be in trouble. They could be sued if they didn't enforce the law. So that's why that's why Arizona is putting this law on the books. But they're going to get an injunction, I believe, in this case. But the point is we shouldn't have gotten to this point anyway. But it's too late to go backwards. We can only go forwards. So something has to be done. It's right. What, you know, if you and I tried to do this in another country, we would be sent away packing. Or yeah, probably thrown in prison.
And Kate, you know the other thing, real quick, the thing going on with Wall Street right now, on the, you know, with Sachs and Goldman on the Hill, because you know Republicans back Wall Street. That's the myth, you know. So let's make Wall Street look out like they're the bad guys. I mean, they're the ones who built America basically by investing in the companies, but you know they're the bad guys. So it's just amazing how this is being turned into a twisted. You know, and by the way, my last thing, and I want to salute Al for talking about what he brought up. You know, if the Canadians want to boo our national anthem, because you know how many times I wanted to scream and shout and yell at Canadians and tell them how bad their national anthem sucks, how boring it is, you know, and to get another one. But I don't do that out of respect for their country. But
we're going to have to cut you off here, buddy. Then they need to stay in their country. Is that what you were going to say? I'm not sure. Fill in the blanks. Stay with us.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Coming up, we're going to head to the mailbag. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. You know, I'm always pumping that up, americatonight.net. I'm so psyched, too, before we get to the mailbag, a couple of things, and it includes the fact that we have our Kentucky Derby contest. And I don't think we've been pumping that up enough, so we're going to do that right now. Coming up on Thursday in our third hour, I'm going to give the post positions, and then you just have to give us a trifecta. In other words, you pick the numbers. So let's say there are 18 horses in the field. You could say 18, 3, and 2, or whatever. And if the horses come in that order, it's a trifecta, a natural trifecta, then you win our prize pack. And it is... In fact, I'd probably have to deliver it. Be too expensive to ship to you at this point. But you would win a prize pack, a huge prize pack. And once you have those numbers, nobody else could take those numbers. So you can't. Everybody can't have 1, 2, 3 or whatever. And trifectas are hard to nail. It's like a nail the score of a different sort. Trust me, I've tried the trifectas many times. That's why they have a term called box trifecta or a box exacta where it can come in. You pick those three horses and they can come in any order. It's not the biggest payoff compared to a trifecta where you don't have it in any order, but you have to have it in the correct order, so it has to be a natural trifecta. And I'll give out the post positions, and I'll talk about the horses a little bit just for fun. And it is Kentucky Derby weekend. A lot of people have parties. You may be heading off to a party, or you might just, you know, steal a look at the Derby. Since I was a kid, we watched the Derby. I don't know what the deal was. It was my family. There was a little bit of history of horse racing in my family with my great uncle being a jockey. And I think I've talked about this before. In fact, I did the other night that I have a second cousin who's a trainer, and he trains at Philadelphia Park, and he was the trainer for Smarty Jones, and his name's John Service. And I have another, his brother is also involved in the race game. So I have relatives in horse racing, and I think that my grandfather was the one that was always built up the Derby for us. So we would watch the Derby, you know, that hour and a half, the build up to the Derby, and then the initial race where there's all this build up and all of a sudden it's done. Poof! There it is, and it's gone. Matt, you've watched the Derby. Isn't it weird? It is, unlike other sports, it is the run for the roses. It's over so quickly. I mean, there's the big, giant buildup, and then, poof, it's done.
Yeah, what do they call it? Isn't it the fastest 2 minutes in sports?
Oh, absolutely.
3 minutes?
Yeah.
I can't remember what the slogan is.
It's the fastest 2 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. And it's really the biggest buildup for the smallest amount of time. And they get you, too, because they'll have, like, 3 hours of pre-coverage of it, and then they'll have all these races that no one cares about unless you're trying to make some money on it, too.
Uh-huh.
So NBC will just pump up the coverage for that. I remember a couple of years ago, being the hockey fan I am, I was so mad at NBC because they cut away from, I think it was the Penguins and someone else, an overtime hockey playoff game to go to the pre-game? It's not a pre-game.
Well,
pre-race coverage.
Pre-race coverage, yeah.
Of the Kentucky Derby, and then they sent the hockey game to Versus, which, if you have cable, is not a big deal, and I had cable, so it wasn't a huge inconvenience, but it's still, I'm like, come on, this is overtime! And they're going to, and we have the post positions for the whatever crap race they have before the Kentucky Derby. They got like
crap
10
race.
Of them.
Well, because it's a regular day of racing at Churchill Downs, so you're right. They have all the races leading up to it, and it is just a slug fest of races because there's some decent horses, but nobody cares. The people want to see the race. They want to see the Derby. That's it. And so now you've got however many horses it ends up being, since the favorite was scratched, and now Bob Baffert is probably got the horse that is the favorite, and it's a horse called Looking at Lucky. I like that name.
He seems to always have a horse that's the favorite.
I know.
And he's such, I don't know. I don't know
like
the
Baffert
guy or anything like that, but he just comes off as the most smug individual of all time. That's just what I don't really know anything about horse racing other than what I see during the Triple Crown races, but he just comes off as kind of a really smug guy.
Well, the smug guy has won 3 Kentucky Derbies, but he also lost a rough Derby, and he lost a Triple Crown by the hair on his chinny chin chin by less than a nose in 98. And he is a tremendous trainer, but I know what you mean. He does. It's an aloof quality he has. That's what it is.
Right, and that's, I think it was last year when the guy, the horse that won, now I don't remember any of it because it was a year ago, but the trainer, he was like a kind of cowboy guy, or was it the owner? I don't remember, but it was like this cowboy kind of not part of the Kentucky Derby scene. He was the outsider, and he won. I thought that was kind of cool. Just kind of rub it in the uppities down at the,
in the
Churchill
uppity.
Downs.
So, will you be watching the Derby this year?
Of course. Going to my, I don't know, it's 5th or 6th annual Kentucky Derby party that my buddy always throws. Actually currently looking for a dish to bring to the party. I've done wings and other things before. So, if you got any sweet ideas, you can email kate@americatonight.net.
Yeah, you know what I think you should do? Okay, this is for everyone listening in America time. They're saying, why is she talking about this? She was talking about immigration. She's talking about all this other stuff, and now they're talking about what food to bring at a derby party. That's the beauty of the show. Here's what you do. People love pepperoni. You take cheese, you cut up pieces of cheese, and you cut up and you have the pepperoni, and you make some of them where you put them on crackers and some where you put a toothpick in it, and then some where you take the pepperoni and you put, like, cream cheese in the middle of it and just roll it up and put a toothpick in it, and they'll be gone in 2 seconds.
See, that's kind of funny that you said that, because I was actually looking for a dish that didn't have to stay heated. Because it's always a pain in the butt. And I was also, I was researching, not during the show, of course, because that's just unprofessional.
Oh, absolutely.
I was researching before the show about some prosciutto wraps. So it's kind of similar, with a little twist on the pepperoni, I guess.
There you go. So if you do that, it'll be scarfed down. It works every single time. I take it to parties, and that's it. Because the hot stuff, you're right about the hot dishes and everything else, it's a pain, and the wings are a pain, and unless it's your house. The horse that Matt was thinking of, by the way, was Mind That Bird, is the horse that won the Kentucky Derby. And Mind the Bird was not a, he's right, it wasn't the uppity fare, I guess. Of what you think of when you think of the Derby. The horse was a nice surprise horse. I'll put it that way.
It wasn't a Bluebeard horse.
That's right. It wasn't one of those kind of horses. All right, without further ado, quickly, let's go to the mail bag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one's from Ray Adams. Ray, you are now famous. I just said your name on the air. How about that? All over the great country that we live in. He says, hi, I live in Kentucky. It's about 2:43 a.m. on April 27th. You played some bumper music coming back into the show. Sounds like a late 70s funk R&B tune. Do you know who did it and the name? Well, I certainly don't remember. Matt, you're in charge of that department. Do you remember who it was last night at 2:43 a.m.?
I can look back into the recordings. Just forward that email to me, and I will figure it out for him. Because I'm such a nice guy like that.
You didn't know it off the top of your head?
Well, there's a couple different songs it could be.
All right.
I'll have to look at see what was played at that time.
Okay, so we'll find an answer to that big, bad, burning question. Here's one from Dennis McMahon, our friend. He writes such great emails. He's the lawyer in Vermont. He says, gee, we now know another state secret after 2.5 years that the president likes pie. How about asking the folks if you could make a tasty pie for the prez other than humble pie, which is on the November menu? What would it be? This isn't about politics. It's about pie. Oh, I get it. Dennis, you're so clever. You know what you can do as well. You can send us your thoughts at americatonight.net. I'm going to leave you with this one. We do live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. We do. Send us your tired, your poor, your hungry, and all of that, the huddled masses. Just remember, there's a difference in coming to this country legally and going through the hoops and the rigmarole to earn that citizenship that all of us value so much and hold near and dear, and the other way of doing it, which is under the wire.
How you doing, Norm?
Fame, fortune, fast women.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better.
Putting together a girl's night out. Want you to come.
Why would I ever want to go out with you? I hate you.
Yeah, I know. I hate you, too. That's the way girls are.